Any question? No question is good. Once again, how should we start? You will tell.
How should we start? Understanding where we are and where we're coming from.
Exactly. We are reading a book, long text, very long one, which is divided to six different books. I give six different books to explain six different stages of transformation, enlightenment, or whatever. There are six of them because the first one could not happen in class. That's the necessity of becoming a student, to come here. The yearning, I have to want it, therefore, we will not talk about that. We talk about the rest of the stuff. First book is Book of
Love.
Up to here, we hear what love is not, because we confuse the things with love. How did we get it? How did Rumi start it? Simple. Story by story. Right? First story of the king and handmaiden. That story was explaining something to us. Was explaining the main problem. Main problem with the human being is intelligence. Intelligence is a tool for animal to live. We human beings, we are more than that. The problem is, we put our trust 100% in intelligence. And that's wrong. Because intelligence is quite limited. Limited to what?
Survival.
It is aimed for survival, yes. Intelligence is made for animals to do three main things to live. Eat, do not be eaten, and reproduce. That's what the intelligence is for, okay? But here, I go back to this again and again, you know why? Because there is a big confusion on this about mysticism, about this text, especially because it will give the impression of being anti-logic. Which is nonsense. But here we are talking about beyond intelligence. Intelligence is, whatever it is, it's something in you, right? This stuff in you will cover the universe? No way. There are things which are out of this. That's our interest. One. Just being silly is good. To look for that extreme, or we have a reason for that.
We're human beings. We have more.
Human beings could be counted like animals. What do we have more than animal?
Creativity.
Creativity is so relative. And you could talk about creativity in different ways. Yes, I accept that, but I'm looking for something basic.
We can love.
Something. Pardon me?
We can love.
That's it. Love. Let's go back to the question. Do you remember what was my question from you?
What was intelligence?
What is the limitation of intelligence? That was my question, right? Intelligence is limited to rules, right?
Yes.
What about exception? Exception is out of intelligence reach. One of those main exceptions is love. Love has nothing to do with logic. Logically, nobody could fall in love with someone else. That's enough for us. Because love is the main stuff for us. More than that, book one is about love, right? So, we want to talk about that exception. Rules are out. This was the story, first story. King and the Handmaiden means you and this handmade intelligence for you. You said this one knows the rules but doesn't understand the exception. Let's find the exception. Because in a way, first of all, we are here to do what? Why are we reading this book? Why the guy is dictating this book to someone to write it down? Amit, do you remember?
To be in the state, the hall of happiness.
Exactly, to understand that hall. That feeling, that good feeling. All the enlightenment is simply to live happily, to become happy. That's it. Nothing else. That's simple. And Rumi started with that. He said, listen to these stories, my friend, because this is the critics about our hall. And that hall is exceptional. You want to understand that exception? Okay, you have to put aside the rules, take off your shoes, leave the instrument, and go to the place that you have to challenge yourself. Because the problem is in you. There is nothing wrong with the universe. If you're not happy, something is missing in you. And that you, first of all, is the totalitarian behavior of your intelligence. You believe 100% in intelligence. Let's understand that exception. And for that exception, he told you, he said, listen, when I say, come and look at your intelligence, the exception, and blah, blah, I'm not playing linguistic here. You have those times of exception. You don't live by logic. First of all, let's see your universe. What is your universe? Your universe is the existence which we don't appreciate much because it's too limited. Then there is the universe of dream. Do you think you could be a happy person if you have nightmares every single night? Dream is that important. But even dream is quite limited. Imagination is there. That's where we are different from animals. That imagination is something that you will see. You will start book two. Book two is a book of knowledge. And you start with that imagination and it will tell you everything is based on this quality we have. But for the moment, we are looking at this intelligence we have and said, okay, this intelligence, where is this intelligence when you are sleeping? Therefore, allow me to talk about you without this intelligence. Then in your imagination, and more than these two universes, we realize that there is a fourth one, remember? It's existence, dream, imagination, non-existence. Non-existence is what we understand. Non-existence is what will give us these ultra dimensions from past to the future to beyond the galaxies and things like that, because we understand non-existence. We understand death. Not like animals by dying and experiencing it, but thinking about it. And that influences our life. He said, this is what it is. So, this is the problem. The only problem. What should we do about it? He said, it's not something you do. There is this Hakim. There is this creature. There is this master. You have to believe in that. He will teach you. You will see.